Yeah, so we met with Norfolk and Southern last week.
Okay.
The mayor and I, and also a representative from Todd Young's office, and also Brian Buchanan.
Okay.
With thanks to Brian Buchanan, because he helped. We had reached out to the federal.
Right. I saw your Facebook
representatives,
post, right?
But
you tagged them.
And the mayor may punch me for saying this. I just don't feel like we got the support from them. They wanted to pass it off, and I said, no, this is a federal issue. You are the U.S. senator. Mm-hmm. This is your pass. Write a bill. Whether it gets passed or not, just do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we've got everybody, but Norfolk Southern, they're having the same problems as everybody else is. Hiring, labor issues, I get it. And so we talked about various ways, in my opinion, don't block our main road. If we could keep 421, if you've got a problem in the yard or a train, park the train at Columbia Street and Main Street. If we can keep 421 open, then we can keep traffic flowing.
Yeah.
So we have a good relationship now. The individual that we met with, I don't remember his name, but he oversees three states. But he did give me his cell phone, and we're going to work if we see a problem. And listen, we were up front. We're not complaining about 10-minute trains.
Right.
We're not complaining about 20-minute trains.
Yeah.
We're complaining about 2-hour trains.
Yeah, right.
And which is something I've never experienced before.
Yeah, I think that one day was the longest I'd seen in five years.
It was actually three times in a 30-hour span. It was one that afternoon, then one that night, and then the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, blame mechanical. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but but you can't. That's some bad odds if you have three
right.
different trains break down.
You're right.
In that time period. So we're working with them. It's fall. We get it. It's harvest time. This is their peak.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everybody understands that. And a lot of people, we got some shade thrown at us, but I'll tell you what works these days, going on social media, getting somebody's attention. It mm-hmm. works for us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If someone posts, and so we, I thought, well, we'll just make a post. And Jim Skinner did a tweet and tagged, the Twitter. I don't have a Twitter.
Send out a tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tagged him, and in 10 minutes the train was moving. So we don't know if we don't know if it was that, but they did mention it. We got their attention. Well, that's what we just need. Something. This has never happened before. You call one number, you get nowhere.
Right.
So now we're getting somewhere, I think.
And I think
thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you very much, son. The other thing I think that happens is that some of these engineers just start off and don't contact the next big stop down the line and says we're having trouble or whatever. And so they're stuck.
Well, it's like, and I guess the people on a train don't have the same grace period that semi drivers have to get to another stop. Like
right.
once their time's up.
Yeah.
Wherever that train's at, and that was the other issue is that if the engineer or whatever is done, he's maxed out, he's done. The train stops.
Right.
And then to get another crew there is at their own. Whenever they can get that
on
new.
their time frame.
So one thing we ask the federal people is to get maybe a grace period, to mm-hmm. get the train into the yard, get the
right.
train.
Don't
out,
just leave it there and walk away. Yeah. Yeah.
And they want to say, well, it's Elkhart's really bad. Well, we're not Elkhart. We literally have just a few crossings.
Right.
If you think about it. So
right.
when the Frankfurt is blocked, it's completely shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elkhart, you can go around. I mean, which that's their biggest area up there.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're not the only ones with problems,
yeah.
but a solution to the matter is if. But I don't want to go out writing tickets to trains.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that business.
I can't impound right. that train. We can't chase that train.
Right.
They're going to look at you like, who's this crazy guy out here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we just did an educational piece because I was getting called. I got a call from somebody in northern Indiana wanting to know why we are allowing this in Frankfort, Indiana.
Oh,
nobody
wow.
else allows this. And so that phone call inspired my Facebook post, really, because what are you talking about? Nobody
right.
is doing this.
Right.
It's a federal law.
Ken and I have talked about it on the air before, and he being the news guy, we've looked for phone numbers and tried to make some calls and sit here and complain about it sometimes on Party Line, but thank you. And sometimes it takes a cop. I mean, I guess when the cops say, hey, we need to talk, they'll listen or at least sit down with you.
Yeah,
that's more than anyone else has got.
And like I said, the shade that, this is how Frankfort was built. We understand that. We understand that train. My grandfather was on the train. His brother was on the train.
Build Frankfurt, absolutely. You know,
that's
the
Shoemaker.
The backbone of
it. We started there, okay? Right, right. So I understand that. The issue is that it's not stopping your 10-minute travel path. It's 2 hours is really, if anybody else did that, we'd be towing your car.
Absolutely.
We'd be impounding it. We'd be riding, and you'd be obstructing traffic, and you'd be going to jail.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anything else you need to share with us, Scott, before we let you go for the Thanksgiving holiday?
That's what I was going to say. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
Same to you.
You know, we're really, the police department appreciates the community, the media, and whatnot. I think we have a great community.